This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Like to have a good time? For a good time, call Doug, Jen, and Victoria at 888-302-3684. Yes, it's Wednesday, the 8th of February. I am Doug Steffen, and she's Jennifer Horn, and she's Victoria Keelan, and we are here to entertain and inform you. We've been talking off and on here since the new administration has come in about the conflicts. And it isn't just this. There are conflicts every day in our lives. Some of them are personal. Some of them are business. Some of them are things that are related. Even if, you know, I was looking at the situation in New York with the Charles Oakley, and we'll talk about that in our sports report in the next half hour. But there's, people have different ideas, and sometimes they express themselves differently. But I find it problematic, probably the best word for it. The people who get angry and then express their anger physically rather than with words. And we all know people who do this, perhaps in some circumstances. I was remembering what Kellyanne Conway did. Remember when she broke up a scuffle at one of the inaugural balls and she punched a guy?
A couple of guys.
Yeah, right. And so as I thought about that, I'm thinking about all of the conflict that's being created by the news media and some of it by the actions of the people that they're reporting on. There's no question. I mean, it goes, there's plenty of focus and responsibility to go around. But I wondered individually, Jennifer, I'll start with you, whether you would intervene to break up a fight and whether or not you ever have.
Who's involved?
Who's involved?
Mm-hmm.
You pick somebody that you've had, someone at work, someone in your family, a boyfriend.
Would you stop Charles Oakley?
If, yeah.
Well, maybe.
If it's someone that I care about, I would definitely 100% intervene. If it was two people on the street, I'd be like, please, not getting my fingernails dirty, and I keep walking.
Yeah, you know, that irritates me whenever you see TV shows or movies and there are two guys fighting and it's like a girl's boyfriend and her brother or something like that, and they just stand on the side and just kind of like wave their hands and say stop. I'm like, I feel like I would be in the thick of that because they're people I care about.
Well, is that an age thing? That's a great point, Kara. Is it a generational thing? Someone that's your age, the three of you are within 10, 15 years of each other. And so is there a different approach for people your age versus the people who might be my age that would, as was just suggested, look at something and say, oh, I'm going to get involved in that. But these things become physical. Do you feel like you've got it? Would you get involved like this, like what's-her-face did Kellyanne Conway and just pound the guy?
I don't think she knew them. That's what's so strange about it.
That's the thing, is I wouldn't pound someone, and I wouldn't get in the middle of a fight for people I don't know. I would stay the heck away from that. But it's like, if it's someone that you know and care about, and they're trying to, like, fight someone else, wouldn't you attempt to stop them because you wouldn't want them to get in a fight?
Are women more likely to do that these days than they used to be? Is that maybe the question, the appropriate question? Sometimes you see on these TV shows, I was watching a show I've never really watched before, the tattoo lady, what's that show called? Black something or other? It's not Black.
Oh, Blind Spot.
Blind Spot, that's what it is. Yeah, right.
She's tough.
And, you know, so you see, but there are more and more of these people, the women, who are in these television shows and movies. I'm thinking of several of these movies that show, like, Johansson is fighting. I mean, do you think that in real life she'd do that? Is she capable of doing it? Are women more capable of doing these things now physically, or is it just their emotional and mental attitude is different? Women could do it all along, but they chose not to. But now women believe that it's their job to be, if they're, I don't know if there's equality involved in this or not, but I am just, I find it interesting to see more and more women in real life doing these things that seem to be encouraged by movies and popular entertainment.
Yeah, I mean, I think it might be a sign of the times. I also think right now it's regional, and this is with said with love and no offense, Victoria, but Kelly Ann Conway is a Jersey girl. She calls herself a Jersey girl, and I think she there are certain areas of the country where, depending on the
crowd, Jersey girls
that
are more likely to be pugilistic.
Well,
is that what you're saying?
No, I'm just saying where
stand up, put up your dukes to this, Victoria.
Depending on the crowds that you run with, like I know, for instance, like the Mob Wives, watching Mob Wives in Staten Island. Staten Island's one of those other places where they might be more apt to run into an altercation as opposed to like, oh, I don't know, you know, laid back Seattle or something.
Like the Housewives, you can compare the Housewives of New Jersey to the Housewives of Beverly Hills. It's
totally.
Very different. Yeah,
it's
I know what you mean.
Different, right?
Yeah. It is. It's true. Yeah, I mean, I think we're just, I'm a Jersey girl. I've lived in New York for 10 years. I mean, we're just melting.
Would you intervene? You're the only one who hasn't spoken about this so far, Victoria. Would you intervene in a fight?
I'm with Kara on this one, only if it's someone that I know. Because when you're in New York City, I've seen women and just people who mean well trying to intervene in altercations on the street or on the subway. Mm-hmm. It never ends well for the person who tries to intervene. So I just let the crazy play out and I move away. I mean, unless it's somebody that, you know, that I'm with or involved with or whatever, or, you know, someone that I care about, I'm not getting involved. It's too unpredictable. Someone could pull a knife on you. Everybody has a gun, so someone could pull a gun on you. I mean, what's the point?
I went to a place the other night to get a massage, and where I went, I've never been there before. This particular massage specialist has given me a massage before, but she used to come to the house and do it, and she doesn't, but she's a fabulous masseuse. I experienced something from her, and don't get snicky there on me, Jennifer.
Ew.
I experience a feeling from the massage I get from her like no other. So I went to her establishment.
Penelope.
I was waiting. I was like, oh, man, do I do a joke?
Yeah, okay.
No Yankee the Wanky?
am I going to get through this or not? Let's
probably not.
I know. Well, listen, she is doing her massaging in a gym that specializes in training female boxers. I'd never been into a place like this before. I walked into the place, I'm looking around, and there's all these bags hanging from the ceiling, and the punching bags, and the big bags, and the weight room and stuff. And this guy is a former boxer who specializes in training women how to box. And this woman, massage person, she does massages on all these athletes. That's where her specialty has been. And it was just it awakened me to something. That's kind of why I asked this question in part, because women seem to be more interested in this sort of thing and more capable in this sort of thing than they ever used to be. I can't imagine growing up that women would have gone to learn how to box.
Yeah, I think women want to defend themselves more now, and I think, by the way, they're more empowered to do that.
Yes, I agree.
So, I mean, before it was like, don't speak up, you know, you're not, you shouldn't be heard, that kind of deal.
Yeah, right, yeah. So maybe it's just a sign of the times. That's all. I was just pointing out.
Well, I also have friends who just love the kickboxing workout. I mean, it's been around for a while, but now more and more girls are doing, like, more boxing, less kickboxing.
Yeah, yeah.
So, yeah, I think people just love it.
You'll laugh at this. I mean, when I'm in Los Angeles, I experiment with all kinds of things that I wouldn't do because I mostly don't have time when I'm on the East Coast and at the farm. So I have found a place that is connected with a guy who is my chiropractor here, somebody my son found, in fact, who teaches kickboxing and that sort of stuff. And I was thinking I would do yoga, but now looking at these sorts of things and what they do and how great the stamina is that's produced out of doing this stuff, I think I might take a few kickboxing lessons. How about that? What do you think? That's a good idea or not? Huh? Yes.
Go for it. Yeah.
Huh? Yeah.
You should do kickboxing. Your son should also be doing kickboxing. I'm a little concerned about him.
Why are you concerned about Brendan?
He has Trump derangement syndrome.
No, it. Oh, my God.
I feel
God.
Like we need to get him treatment. But, and your daughter, by the way. I mean, both
Facebook
of them.
Facebook stuff. Yeah, I know. Yeah. Well, but I'm
very
actually
riled up.
I'm very proud of them in the I taught them. We've talked about this. What Jennifer was talking about. Jennifer follows both my son and my daughter on Facebook, and they're both strident anti-Trumpers. I mean, they're Megan.
I don't even know. That could be the understatement of the year, actually.
Well, they don't get it from me, and they know they don't. We have conversations about it, and they know where I am. On it isn't a love-hate thing. I just want to see the country do well, and I don't like all of the negative. And, we have a conversation about it. But they are, I've taught them to think for themselves, act for themselves, and do for themselves. And so that's what they do. And so for that reason, I am proud of them. I don't have to agree with them. I don't have to agree with my children all the time. They don't have to agree with me. Doesn't mean you don't love somebody just because you don't agree with them. But at any rate, yeah, what Jennifer's saying is that he's been striving. But Brennan's no slouch. And he's got a lot of big friends, too. And so, did I ever tell you about the time that I had to bail him out? Now I'm on a tangent, so I'm going to tell the story. My son went to college at Trinity in Hartford, and he's 6'3", and he's always been in good shape. He's a great basketball player, and he participated in other sports, but he's been rugged all of his life. And he has, most of his friends are physical and rugged. His best friend, I don't know if you ever met him or not, Jennifer, Julian, who I think I was telling a story about him yesterday. He came from Ghana. He's an immigrant. Came over here when he was a young, I think 8, 9 years old. And no parents, just somehow or other got here because his uncle, great uncle, was able to arrange getting him out of Ghana and getting him to New York. And so from that point, he applies. Always a big tall kid. He's 6'9", I think. And has been, he almost was a professional basketball player, but is very athletic and very, just tough, street kid tough. So the two of them went to high school together, my son and Julian, and they went to college together. And one night, they were walking out of a bar, and this is, Hartford's a tough city, and Trinity is in a very bad part of town. So they walked out of this bar when they were sophomores or juniors, and there were 5 or 6 guys on the street who wanted to have, it's a black neighborhood, and they all wanted to, they saw Julian, a black kid, with a white kid, and they gave Julian some starch because he was hanging around with a white kid. And they started a fight. There were 4 or 5 of them. And Julian pounded the hell. Brendan got knocked down to the in the first swing. Bang, he's on the floor. And gets up and gets knocked down a couple of more times. But Julian pretty much beats up the other 4 guys. I mean, so the police come and they arrest Brendan and Julian. And all they were doing was walking out of the bar. And these other guys started the fight. But because the other guys got beat up, they arrested Brendan and Julian. And I had to post. Brendan calls me. Says, Dad, I'm in jail. I said, oh, that's wonderful, Brendan. What's the problem? And I knew it couldn't have been anything. It was too bad, and he explained it to me. So I had to post a $5,000 bond to get him out.
Jeez, wow.
And
him sit.
Yeah, well, they did sit overnight. But the point is that that in this circumstance, the kids today, I think, there's a very interesting delineation between the people who want to be, both men and women, want to be in shape and be able to take care of themselves, and the people who don't do anything. I've seen a lot of millennial men who look like they wouldn't be able to stop a leaf. They're so weak-looking, they just don't have any, there's no energy to them, there's no life to them. And I don't know whether that's true or whether I more notice it now because some of the millennial men seem to be a lot weaker than the millennial women. And that's, I think, physically, that's all the way around.
I think that's true.
Yeah.
You look at these hipster dudes. I mean, I could sneeze and blow some of them away.
Yeah,
holy
right, mackerel. Exactly. That's the point. So anyway, all right. A couple of stories from the digression point of view, which is what we often find ourselves doing here. It's 20 past the hour with DJV.
What's the matter, honey? Can't sleep?
Ugh, it's this heartburn. At night, it's the worst.
Heartburn? Again?
Yeah, I'm done with it. I'm going to kick acid with Rolaids.
Rolaids Advanced goes to work instantly for powerful relief of your worst heartburn, bloating, and gas.
Feeling better?
Much better.
That was fast.
Mm-hmm.
Kick acid and gas with Rolaids Advanced.
Remember when a small business needed a landline? Today, landlines are a thing of the past with Grasshopper, the entrepreneur's phone system. On the road, at the beach, or at home, Grasshopper helps you grow your business. Get all the features of a business phone system and the freedom of a cell phone with our iPhone and Android apps. Features include multiple extensions for your team, calls forwarded to your mobile phones, voicemails transcribed and emailed, and so much more. See how it works at grasshopper.com, the entrepreneur's phone system.
A lot can happen in 6 seconds. A rodeo ride, a dramatic basketball win, and the world record holder can solve a Rubik's Cube. 6 seconds is how long it takes for an 18-wheeler traveling at a safe speed to come to a complete stop. And in those 6 seconds, that truck will travel the length of 2 football fields. So please, give them room. Never cut in front of a large truck for any reason. Our roads, our responsibility. Learn more at sharetheroadsafely.gov.
You are what you eat? No, not true. You are what you can absorb, because not absorbing nutrition leads to nutritional deficiency and degenerative diseases. Medication does not fix nutritional deficiencies, and North American soil is now 85% nutritionally depleted. That means your body is not getting the vitamins it needs from just grown foods. Introducing Protovite, the world's first and only full-spectrum protosomal supplement. Protovite is a proprietary liquid system that allows premium quality nutrients to positively affect the blood in an astonishing 5 minutes. That's rapid absorption. Then Protovite liquid continues to release sustained nutrition in the stomach, intestines, and colon over a prolonged period of time. See Protovite in action. Watch our amazing 2-minute live blood cell video today at TrueHealthFacts.com. That's TrueHealthFacts.com. Or call 502-410-3411. 502-410-3411. Protovite is nutrition you can feel. Protovite is nutrition that gets in.
Why be held hostage by your wireless carrier for 2 years? What if there were no contracts, no activation fees, no tracking, tracing, or draconian gimmicks, all on America's largest 4G LTE networks? Introducing PixWireless.com. Activate your Sprint, AT&T, and unlock GSM phones instantly. Bring your own device and make the switch today. Here's how. Call or click 1-866-205-9513 or PixWireless.com, spelled P-I-X, PixWireless.com.
Time for some musical focus here. In this portion of each hour, we have a music, information. Would you say, Victoria, we would best describe this as a musical, informational portion of the program?
Or, you know, music news.
Music news.
That works, too.
Okay.
Why would you be so simplistic, though?
I know.
Not interesting. It's very simplistic. All right, so Prince is always in the musical news, it would seem, from day to day to day. And remember that Sunday night is Grammy night. And ahead of that, the Recording Academy announces that this year's ceremony will remember the legacies of both Prince and George Michael with a pair of what they say are, quote, unforgettable tribute segments. I would like to watch. This is early enough for me to watch it because it's a school night, but out here, this stuff starts at 5 o'clock. Right, Jen? We can watch these.
That's right.
At 8
o'clock.
Watch it
early. Starts early.
So it isn't known yet which artists will take part in these tributes. I think we said yesterday John Legend is going to be in the show's In Memoriam segment. Didn't we say that yesterday, the day before? Excited about John Legend.
I heard a rumor that Bruno Mars might also partake.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. I heard that rumor too, yep. Yeah.
And that would be good
for
Prince, yeah.
George Michael and Prince, certainly as they left us last year with all kinds of musical memories. They had interesting charisma. The people at the Recording Academy say that their distinct style and sound made it seem, and I think applicably so here, as they were adored by audiences around the world, they ought to be paid tribute. We ought to have a moment or two or three or four for these people. Last year, though, David Bowie died too. Glenn Frey, I hope they don't leave them out. I think that they need to all be featured here. So anyway, the excitement Who do we think is the best performer of all those people who are up? You both, you ladies, are following this probably closer than I am. Who are you expecting to win, and who do you want to win in the various categories on Sunday night?
This year, I mean, I'm more of a country music fan. I expect to see Luke Bryan probably do about the best. Yeah, I'd say it's probably going to be Luke Bryan.
What about you, Victoria?
I guess we'll never find out.
What happened to Victoria? She's gone. Ah, the old technical difficulty.
She's so taken with you, Dougie, in your question.
Yes, right, right. All right, so let's get to country music. Speaking of Luke Bryan,
yeah.
There are festivals on top of festivals on top of festivals. And there are some people, for example, this Watershed Festival, Jennifer, which I've actually never heard of. It's
hadn't heard of it either until I saw this story.
On a campsite or something, isn't it?
Yeah.
Washington?
There's a lot of country concerts around. And actually, you know, hey, pop outdoor. And regular music, too. Outdoor venues. The one that we have here is Stagecoach for country and Coachella for all the rest. And it's fun. I mean, you're out there for a couple of days, and it's great.
Yeah. All right. So this, we're talking about the Gorge Theater in Washington State, which will have Luke Bryan, Chris Stapleton, Darius Rucker performing at the Columbia River site July 28th through the 30th.
That's a great
lineup.
Let's see,
who else is Old Dominion, Randy Houser, Lauren Elena, Maddie and Tay, Eric Paisley, William Michael Morgan. I don't know some of these people. Cadillac 3? That's an interesting name. I don't know. Do you know who Cadillac 3 is? Anybody know who they are?
Cadillac 3 is now.
Yeah. Chris Stapleton is gearing up for a new album. He debuted the song Broken Halos at the Wildfire Benefit in December that Dolly Parton had. And let's see, what else is going on here? Luke Bryan gets high marks for his national anthem at the Super Bowl. That's something that people are talking about. Thought it was
he
fabulous.
Did a great job.
And so then there's Luke. So Darius Rucker has a new single called If I Told You. And he's been, I find him an interesting character, actually, because of his ability to kind of switch it up. So he's going to make guest appearances also on Hawaii Five-0 this season.
Ooh, I didn't know he acted. Yeah, that's pretty cool.
Good. All right, so there's a little more musical information for you to chew on at 28 after the hour with DJB.
I'm Warren Eckstein with the Pet Show Tip of the Day. Today, it's going to the birds. Yes, it is. You know, one of my family's biggest pleasures during the cold, gray days of winter is watching our feathered friends congregate at our bird feeders. Watching sparrows, doves, cardinals, nuthatches, and all the other birds come is really amazing. And, you know, with modern technology, it's even better. You can actually put a microphone by the bird feeder. You can actually put a microphone into their feeder and hear them as they enjoy dinner. But here's the problem. Most people don't understand that different species of birds need different types of foods, and sometimes seeds are not enough. So here's my recommendation. Around the country now, there are bird feeding specialty stores all over the place. It's not just going to the supermarket and picking up a seed anymore. And this is the most important part. If you're going to start feeding the birds in the colder weather, make sure you continue feeding the birds till the weather warms up, because very often you prevent them from moving on when they know there's a food source in the area. So if you need to go on vacation or travel, make sure that food dish is always filled. I'm Warren Eckstein.
Guys, get her something special at JCPenney's Love Worth Giving Sale. Starting Thursday, get an extra $10 off when you spend $25 or more with coupon on select items in-store and at JCP.com. Or for 3 hours in-store only, this Saturday, you'll find $20 diamond stud earrings. That's right, from 10 a.m. to 1 p.m. Saturday only. Diamond stud earrings for just $20. But you better hurry. It's almost Valentine's Day. That's getting your pennies worth. JCPenney. Sell 2 9 to 14. Some exclusions apply. Check JCP.com or newspaper for coupon and details.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
For over 5 years, you've been hearing about the Berkey guy, so you may know a few things about him. For example, you are well aware of the superior quality and effectiveness of Berkey water filters and accessories. But did you know the Berkeys have had independent lab tests done to prove just how effective they are? It's true, and he can email you the test results. Just visit GoBerkey.com. You may also know that the Berkey Guy has helped tens of thousands of people get better prepared. Now here's something you may not know. GoBerkey.com has amazing specials and deals all the time on a wide variety of survival and preparedness products. Most ready to ship same day. Visit the Berkey Guy at GoBerkey.com and be sure to click the red Products on Sale Now button. You can always call toll-free 877-886-3653. Again, that's 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com, home of the Berkey Guy.
Have you ever wanted a shortcut to getting the underground secrets to making money online and seriously grow your business? Whether it's a new business, a part-time income, or an existing business, you have this incredible limited offer to get a copy of his Amazon best-selling book on .com success for free. Uncover the success factors to make your business ignite. Go to secretsignite.com. That's secretsignite.com. Get your free copy now. Go to secretsignite.com.
Do you ever wonder what happened to America? They lost. We won. Want to see what Trump's up against? Revelation, the movie, .info.
Because of what we did on this day, change has come to America.
The nation has been hijacked by international forces, bent on global governance.
When I was a boy, it was okay to be proud of the flag, heritage, mom, and apple pie. God was in school, morality had a future, and beef was for supper. Revelation, dawn of global government.
We're the solution, Americans. Ain't nothing more to it than that.
Starring Alex Jones, Charlie Daniels, and Special Ops General Jerry Boykin. Theatrical screenings on demand. DVDs now available. You want to shed some tears over the red, white, and blue? Americans need to see this film. Revelation, the movie, .info. Let's fix it.
Taking turmeric is good, but there's a problem with it. The active ingredient in turmeric, known as curcumin, is poorly absorbed into the cells due to its large particle size. But now, One Planet Nutrition has the answer for this powerful anti-inflammatory. Nanocurcumin, a nanoparticle curcumin which absorbs over 40 times better into your bloodstream. Discover more health benefits of nanocurcumin and nanocurcumin plus, now on sale at oneplanetnutrition.com. Use promo code GCN for your special discount at oneplanetnutrition.com.
All right, guys, we're ready for our four-season sunroom, and Daddy's gonna get a rec room with refreshments.
Oh, no. We'll be sleeping under the stars.
Mom, what about the runway? You know, the fun.
Nice try, little bro. It's a gym. My gym.
Hey,
Grandma's getting her Four Seasons garden room. Weather tight and still like being outdoors.
Maybe a living room. Oh, no, wait. A family hub.
Yeah!
No matter what the budget, the season, or the climate, Four Season Sunrooms let you and your family enjoy the outdoors inside. Call now to hear more about these great offers from the premier manufacturer of sunrooms since 1975.
More reasons for Four Seasons now.
To find out more, call toll-free 800-848-6333. That's 800-848-6333.
After the hour on the Wednesday get-together, the DJV experience with Doug Steffen, Jennifer Horn, and Victoria Keelan. Thanks to Kara, who's at the controls in our studio in Washington, where it's not snowing, but where Jennifer is, it's not snowing either. So you have two. I wish it were snowing.
That would be fun.
Oh, come on. It's snowing where Victoria is.
I know.
Big time up the coast. Coastal storm. Look out. A lot of schools will be closed. Oh, no, they already are.
They've declared a state of emergency in the Northeast. Northeast is literally trending, and the number one thing on Twitter that's trending right now is hashtag snowstorm.
Wimps.
And then hashtag wimps. How did you know?
Wimps. Yes. Oh, wimps. Look at me. I can survive fine. Just get on a plane and go west. It's
I love that they're calling it the biggest blizzard of the year. It's the only one we've had.
The only one so far.
I like how Doug does that, though. He calls everyone a wimp for not being able to deal with
it.
He
already flew to LA.
Across the country. Yeah. Come on.
Yeah, exactly. Your credibility goes away with that.
It was a bumpy ride. I'll give you that much last night.
Aww.
A couple of hours banging around. It was a tough flight, but I made it. I watched 3 episodes of Scandal. Let's see. What else did I?
Did you get tough jetting across the country, isn't it, Debbie?
Did you get to watch 24? Even
I didn't. I didn't. I haven't been to. I haven't found 24 yet. I got to do that.
Fox.com. I told you.
I know.
It's easy.
Yeah. But I didn't.
How hard is that? Fox.com.
Okay, calm down. I didn't bring anything with me that I could watch it on. And well, anyway, that's another story. Don't get me off. I digress. Last half hour, we got to get to some business here. In this half hour, matter of fact, we have some food news brought to you by the folks who bring you Cozy Shack pudding. Mm. You can visit our posts on Facebook and Twitter for the chance to win a Cozy Shack pudding DJV survival pack. If you haven't heard about the nationwide pudding shortage, good God, what an outrage. You can visit our posts on Facebook and Twitter for a chance to win a Cozy Shack pudding survival pack, which we will give away tomorrow. We'll give away 4 of them, I think, tomorrow, aren't we?
Yep. All you have to do is like our posts.
Yes. Like our posts on the social media for a chance to win this pudding survival pack. And it's $25
gift card, right?
As well. It's Pudding Friday. Make sure you follow us on Facebook and Twitter. So anyway, the food news is sponsored by Cozy Shack. And the food news includes a lot of pizza news. I find this very interesting. There's a new trend, apparently, to when you're getting married, to put in your what do you call it? You have registry, right?
Registry.
So now people are putting the option of getting pizza for their wedding from Domino's. You want to buy your newly wedded friends
aim
pizza,
high, right?
You can. Yeah.
Right. What did Michelle Obama say? When they go low, we go high. Let's aim high with Domino's.
Aim high. All right. So now here's another sort of spread on the same thing: the protests that are aimed at the Trump administration. A lot of people are downloading auto-redial apps and jamming switchboards at the Congress, writing letters, sending faxes, showing up at district offices. I demand answers. One particularly determined American, unable to get through to her senator by phone, decided to get her message across with a pizza.
Mm-hmm.
Her name is Julia Silge, S-I-L-G-E, 38-year-old mother of 3, instructed the pizza ought to be delivered to her Senator Orrin Hatch with a note attached to it. The note read, "From a Salt Lake constituent," and she put her zip code in, "please vote no on Betsy DeVos. She's an inappropriate choice to lead our public schools." Pizza was her Hail Mary attempt to reach Hatch, saying that it seemed as if all the avenues of communication were shut down or unavailable, because it has been true last couple of weeks. It's been very difficult because people are doing what really is the only thing that registered. If you send a note, an email, they know it doesn't take as much effort as it is to pick up the phone. There's a lot of effort
it's
involved because
you've
got to hold on the phone.
Yep.
And so if you really feel seriously about something, you call. But you can't get through. You just can't. I mean, it's not that they're not picking up the call. They're just the system is old, and it can't take all the callers. So this lady, having tried that, got discouraged. So she sent the pizza, and she tracked the progress of her pizza on Twitter. But as the pizza reached security, it was turned away by Hatch's office.
They're like, we don't know if this is safe, sir. Let me test it out for you.
Yeah, I was going to say, I'm sure somebody was hungry and took it with them.
Yeah, exactly. There was a call about a suspicious pizza into his office. So Orrin Hatch didn't get a bite of it, but I think the note got through anyway, and that's the important thing. But it is really kind of fun how people will be. I've tried, when I wanted to get through to people, I've done things. When I was trying to get the, over the years of spreading the word about this program, I've tried all kinds of ways of getting to program directors and general managers, sent them weird stuff. I sent somebody to a concert once, and I'm trying to remember, was it Phoenix? So I found out there was a concert, and I sent tickets to the concert to the general manager of the station in Phoenix.
And then you were sitting next to him?
Actually, I wasn't smart enough to have done that, Jennifer. I just sent him 2 tickets.
Yeah, I know, Jay.
Man, if only we had known each other, my marketing brain could have helped.
I know. Well, still put your marketing brain to work these days.
Oh,
anyway,
boy.
So that's the food situation.
Doug's like, this is an anonymous donation.
Yeah, right. No, I wasn't that bad.
And then I just picture him sitting there, fingers crossed. Oh, I hope it works.
Yeah,
like,
right.
You never even told the guy your name.
I wasn't that bad. Now, come on. Give me a little bit of credit. I wasn't that bad. But I wasn't as smart about it as I might have been. Speaking of not being very smart, let's get to Biff, 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 and Biff. I'll be Biff here a little bit. Thank you. I'm trying to figure out, and I'm going to turn to you, Victoria, because you're our resident.
Just FYI, this Biff is rebooting her computer, so just FYI.
Okay, you can re-Biff your
computer. Yeah, I'm re-Biffing my boot.
Re-Biff your boot. While we talk about the dysfunction with the New York basketball team, the Knicks not doing particularly well. As a matter of fact, I think they lost to the Clippers last night. But this whole business about Charles Oakley and Phil Jackson and the police have to go arrest Oakley, what in the world is going on?
Well, Oakley and Jim Dolan, who is the head of Madison Square Garden, they have long had a feud. They do not get along. They never have. So,
why was he critical of Oakley's playing?
I don't remember where it began or how it began, but there's been a long-standing beef there. And Oakley has been very vocal about Dolan and makes no bones about, you know, he thinks he's running the organization to the ground and, you know, lots of criticism on both ends. So apparently Dolan was sitting a few rows behind Oakley, and Oakley started yelling at him and started this altercation. Both teams, by the way, this was during a stoppage in play, but both teams were standing on the court watching this. Like, you couldn't, there was no way to
avoid seeing it. Yeah.
Yeah.
Right.
And so then, security personnel came over and somebody shoved Oakley, and then Oakley punched somebody, and it just got worse and worse. And of course, the video went viral. And then he was arrested. And the Knicks posted on Twitter immediately that, you know, he was a wonderful player. We hope he gets help soon. So they stood by Dolan. They definitely didn't, you know, they didn't.
So does he need help? Does Oakley need help? Is he like Barkley? Oakley and Barkley, isn't it?
Well, I know, definitely.
In the morning. It seems like he needs anger management help. I don't know if he was drinking. I don't know if there were other circumstances. But, yeah, I mean, he was really
aggressive.
So does
he get traded?
Oh, he's retired. He was just there in the stands as a,
It's Anthony. There's another player involved.
Carmelo Anthony?
Yeah. So
there is talk of him being, there is.
So how was he involved in this other altercation? Was it his playing that was the focus of the back and forth between the other two?
Carmelo Anthony?
Yeah.
I didn't know he was involved in this at all. The video that I saw was just Charles Oakley and James Dolan in the crowd going at each other.
I think that one of the things that they were yelling at each other about was whether to trade this guy. I think that was part of at least
that
what I read
be.
About him.
Yes, that could be. There are rumors about Carmelo.
Okay, so that's probably what it was. But still, that you don't have control of yourself enough to be yelling. This is somebody who's known, and you make a spectacle of yourself and, you know, get into altercation. What do you expect is going to happen?
What's more important here is do you guys remember Carmelo's?
Carmelo's. Yeah, why do I need to remember?
Because they were chocolate little delicious drops of candy, and they had like a soft caramel filling.
Right.
Oh! On the East Coast, we call them caramellos. Like, it's caramel. So, you said caramel.
And when I think about
I
think of
it.
Caramel, mine.
I don't know what that is.
Caramia from Jane the Americans. You don't remember that either.
No.
All right, next up, the Browns. We better hustle along here. The Browns have decided to lower their ticket prices. Cleveland Browns.
As they should.
My God, they only had a 1-15 season. I didn't realize they were that bad.
Yeah. They should be paying people to go.
Giving people tickets to go, right.
Yeah.
Prices drop from $5 to $15 a game. What does it cost to get into one of these games now?
Hopefully $5.
Yeah. No.
So they've got one guy who's a linebacker, Jamie Collins. They pay him $50 million
for
over 4 years. Maybe they should have LeBron James. You know, the secret here is put LeBron James in a football uniform, send him out on the field. People would go watch the game. Then let him go.
People would actually, the spectacle of that would be crazy.
Yeah. Well, they might get, they have the number one draft pick because they're so bad. So they, that's one good thing. And they might actually, there's a lot of talk about Tom Brady's backup, Jimmy Garoppolo, who's like too hot for words. And so he might actually go to Cleveland, maybe.
Too hot for words. Would I say that about him? Sounds like a sexist remark to me.
Yeah, but when he was on the Super Bowl, then whenever he pops up on the screen, I just call him stupid hot because, like, it's not fair that one person is that good-looking and talented.
Okay.
That should be divided amongst four people.
Coming up in a moment, our television report and a couple of interesting items as to what will be on TV tonight. Let me just underscore what you'll be doing right now as you have been irresponsible. Those of you who have not taken care of Valentine's Day yet, you are irresponsible. And I want you to have as much help as possible, but I can only do so much. I can suggest that you go to the website, berries.com. I can suggest that you buy the Sherry's Berries, the chocolate-covered strawberries that are yummy beyond belief. I can suggest that the clock is ticking. Tick, 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 tick. Days are going. Come on. What does it take? Unless you really don't care about this person, then why bother at all? But if you care about somebody, then you should be taking some action. And you should be doing something different.
Yeah, and like freshly, if you want action, you got to take action.
Well, I've been subtly suggesting that these strawberries might lead to a little of that, Jennifer.
It's like an insurance policy.
Yeah.
That's right.
Just to be cared for anyway.
All of you out there, me included, all of us, we're not enough for somebody. You need to prime the pump a little.
Okay, well, that's good to know. I remember that.
Look, anyway. I just like to give you a little dose of reality early in the morning.
I know. That's it. Happy Valentine's Day from the one who loves you, who's priming the pump, Sherry's Berries. There's a lot of ways you could take that, too, by the way.
You got it.
Jennifer's got a nasty little mind. Berries, B-E-R-R-I-E-S. Berries. Victoria doesn't even like to get into these things because she knows it'll just go right down the bucket with Jennifer and her that little mind of hers. All right, anyway, the point here is now I'm thinking about this. I can't even get the sources out. Berries.com, B-E-R-R-I-E-S. Click on the microphone in the top right-hand corner and type in DJV. Think about Jennifer and then type in DJV, or at least her advice to you. The deal today, Sherry's Berries, $19.99, $10 more, get you double the berries. Order now so you make sure they get there by Tuesday. Berries.com, click on the mic, and use the code DJV.
I'm Jane Applegate, small business expert, with another tip for growing your business, brought to you by Grasshopper, the entrepreneur's phone system. Marketing your small business includes making sure your brand comes across as professional and able to compete with bigger companies. That means presenting a high-quality, polished image. If you haven't updated your logo in years, give it a makeover. And definitely record a clear and upbeat phone greeting to give customers a great first impression of your business. Keep listening for more ideas here and visit grasshopper.com.
There was 57 channels and another. Hi, Jen. What did you watch? Anyway, I told you I watched the three episodes of Scandal on the plane coming out of here last night. What did you watch last night, Jen?
I didn't even want to tell you. I didn't watch anything live. I did watch Two Broke Girls from Monday night.
Yeah, I don't get that.
That's it. That's all I had time for. That's all.
All right, so what about you, Victoria? What did you watch last night?
I finished watching the second season of Grace and Frankie on Netflix. I love that show. Lily Tomlin and Jane Fonda. It's so funny.
You said you liked it. All right, what are we going to enjoy tonight on TV, Jen?
Mom has an all-new episode, and there's a handsome stranger that's going to interrupt Bonnie's relationship, and he's played by James Elliott of Jack. Yeah, pretty good. Scandal is brand new, since you're a fan, Dougie. That's new at 9 on ABC, and a pretty crucial episode of The Blacklist, NBC, tonight at 10.
I'm going to caught up on that, too.
This is right before, because, you know, the new show's coming out, Blacklist Redemption, and it's the spinoff of The Blacklist.
The Blacklist is going to continue, though, isn't it? The Blacklist
continues? Of course,
yeah.
Mm-hmm.
And who's in The Blacklist spinoff?
Same people? The guy that plays Tom, Ryan Eggold, I guess, is his name?
The bad husband?
Yeah, The Bad Husband, yeah. I think.
Really?
Spin Begins. I don't watch that show, so I don't know who
he's
does
a baddie.
That, but yeah.
Yeah, 10 before the hour.
Attention, small business owners. Want to save money on your employee health insurance plan? Learn the little-known solution that could save thousands of dollars on your health insurance benefits and save your employees money, too. Call Health Markets for a free consultation, and one of our 3,000 local agents will show you how to make healthcare reform work for you. We'll design customized solutions for your business that can lower healthcare costs for you and your employees. We'll work directly with you to determine your needs. Research thousands of health plans from over 180 health insurance companies nationwide. You'll also find out if tax credits could save you money. Best of all, the service is free of charge. See why Health Markets has enrolled Americans in more than 2 million insurance policies. You don't have to wait for open enrollment to lower your cost. Call now. Find out how much you and your employees could be saving.
Representatives are standing by to assist you. Call 800-930-5137. That's 800-930-5137. 800-930-5137.
This is a life-changing message for anyone with sleep apnea who is on the go and tired of dragging around a big, bulky home CPAP device. Now there's finally a portable device that's as small as a soda can and weighs less than a pound. You can even add a battery that's as tiny as a deck of cards. It's the Transcend Mini CPAP, and if you're one of the first 100 callers, you can try Transcend risk-free for 10 days. So call now, 1-800-441-0405. Transcend is the world's first portable mini CPAP device. It gives you the freedom to sleep in total comfort anywhere you are. Our smallest and most advanced portable design ever, Transcend is so small and so light, you can fit it in your briefcase or purse to use anywhere you go. It's FAA compliant, too, so you can even sleep comfortably while flying. To guarantee your 10-day in-home trial, you must be one of the first 100 callers to call MiniCPAP.com now. 1-800-441-0405. Again, that's 1-800-441-0405.
Hi there, I'm Bob Eubanks. You know, as part of Hollywood for a long time, I've seen my fair share of celebrities get in trouble with the IRS. Well, there's one name I trust, the Tax Defense Group. They're the most trusted name in tax. So if you owe more than $10,000 to the IRS, you really need to call my friends at the Tax Defense Group. Ignoring the IRS is not the solution. They can garnish your paycheck, levy your bank accounts, seize your home or business. But the Tax Defense Group could put a stop to all of that and tailor a program that would reduce your tax debt to pennies on the dollar. You gotta love that. So don't just take my word for it. Call them. Find out for yourself. They offer a 100% satisfaction guarantee. And they're open 24 hours a day because they know that tax debt doesn't sleep either.
Call now for your free and confidential tax analysis from the most trusted name in tax. Call 800-361-6907. 800-361-6907.
Now, 53 past the hour, time for our weekly visit from Tom Kreitler. You want to know how to spell? We'll have a spelling bee, actually, in a moment. Please call us at 888-302-3684 if you can spell Kreitler, and I'll give you a hint. If you go to Home Depot, good, Doug. If you go to MoneyPit.com and go to Home Depot, too, you might find Tom there. Especially today with all the...
Yeah, a lot of folks are going to be buying the sand and the salt and the shovels today.
Yeah, big winter storm today. Picture the planes at the airports all covered with snow. As a matter of fact, the weather has grounded a lot of flights in and out of the Northeast. That's not the important part of this conversation, but because there is a winter storm, we'll talk about the most common mistakes that you can make when dealing with this kind of weather. Tommy the K from the Money Pit up next here.
Louisianans are still suffering with one of the highest unemployment rates in the country. Now there are new opportunities to create jobs as companies are looking to invest in our state's infrastructure. The Bayou Bridge Pipeline, a 150-mile pipeline transporting petroleum products, will create 2,500 construction jobs for Louisianans. Brigham McCown, former administrator of the U.S. Department of Transportation's Pipeline and Hazardous Materials Safety Administration.
It is a well-known fact that pipelines are the safest way to transport our nation's energy resources. In addition to creating thousands of new jobs, Bayou Bridge will be one of the nation's most technologically advanced and ecologically sensitive pipelines. The project will meet or exceed all federal, state, and local requirements and will ensure that communities and the environment are protected. Energy infrastructure projects like Bayou Bridge will strengthen American energy security, stimulate the economy, and provide quality employment opportunities.
Together, we can put Louisianans back to work while investing in the infrastructure needed to improve our state's economy.
Guys, Valentine's Day is next week. Luckily, Pro Flowers is offering an unbelievable deal. One dozen red roses plus a free glass vase and chocolates for $29.99 plus shipping and handling. Order now from Pro Flowers. You pick the delivery date and it's guaranteed. But hurry, this incredible deal expires this weekend. The only way to get this amazing deal is to visit ProFlowers.com. Click on the blue microphone in the upper right corner and enter the secret code 8989. That's ProFlowers.com. Secret code 8989.
All right, 56 past the hour. Tom Kreitler here. By the way, you spell his name K-R-A-E-U-T-L-E-R-A-B-C-D-E-F-G. H-I-J-K. So, anyway, the big storm, it isn't that big a storm, but it's the biggest one of the season so far.
Yeah.
And it is slowing things down. So what do you find when you hear from people on your show asking, how do I fix this, that, or the other thing? What are the most common mistakes you fall over?
Well, I'll tell you, the first big mistake is when folks are trying to put down salt to get rid of the ice. They're putting down the wrong kind of salt on the surfaces around their house. They're using what we would traditionally call rock salt or sodium chloride, but that's extremely corrosive to sidewalks.
Yeah.
Any concrete surface.
Eat it right up.
It eats it right up. That's right. And so in the spring, you end up with all of these sort of potholes. Inside the surface. It looks terrible, and you can repair it, but even the repair doesn't look so hot. So
doesn't
you don't
new.
Want to use something that's very corrosive like that. You want to use calcium chloride. And typically, these salts that are gentler on the sidewalk, they're going to say that they're safe for sidewalks and also safe for plants, safe for pets. So choose the salt carefully. And the other thing is that you don't have to put it down 100%. What I do, Doug, is I get the 50-pound or 80-pound bags of playground sand.
Yeah.
It's like, you know, cleaned sand, kind of looks like beach sand.
Yep.
And I mix that up in a 5-gallon bucket with about half sand and half salt. And then I keep that mix kind of near the door so it's ready to go. This way you have a little traction, and then, of course, you have the salt to melt away the ice. So, you know, do that in advance. Obviously, if it's today, you haven't had time to do that, but if you're going out to buy the sand, buy the salt, buy it together, and just be ready for it and keep it handy. The other thing that folks do when it gets really, really cold out is they tend to, you know, light the fire in the fireplace and things like that. That could actually end up costing you more in heat, because anytime you light a fire when it's incredibly cold like this, remember, it's going to pull the heated air out of the house because it needs that to combust and send it up the chimney. So unless you have a very efficient fireplace, using that on super cold days is not the most efficient thing to do, although it certainly is a fun thing to do, but you don't think you save yourself any money by it. That's coming out of the recreational budget, I think.
All right. Let's get a quick answer to Mary Ann's question about her sink that has two drains.
Mm-hmm.
One drain, one of the side drains fills up. What does she do? Well, why isn't it equal? I guess that would be my question. My sinks both kind of drain equally.
Yeah, well, what ends up happening is if you force a lot of water into one side of the drain and there's an obstruction somewhere down the line, it'll push up through the other side.
Got it, yeah.
So basically what's going on here, Marianne, is you do have some sort of a blockage down past the trap, and you got to get that clear. Once that happens, it will start operating normally again.
All right. There it is. Lots of really good help. Go to the Money Pit Home Improvement Radio website. Money Pit Home Improvement Radio show is broadcast every weekend. Go to the website, find out where it is. You'll always find something.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. I'm here to tell you about GCNTelecare.com, a team of board-certified doctors assisting you 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, 365 days a year. Within 15 minutes of registration, care your family can afford. Revolutionizing the healthcare industry, virtual consulting providing diagnosis of non-emergency medical issues by phone or secure video on computer or smart mobile devices. GCNTelecare.com. Virtual care anywhere.
Paid non-attorney spokesperson Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with principal office in Houston, Texas is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24/7. Call 800-261-0937. 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937.